from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic. I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we're going to do our last Q&A of the regular season. Giants were off yesterday for the last time this year before the offseason will come for them following Sunday's game. So the first question comes from Amir, who says two things. First, he says, what drew you to the game of baseball as a passion? And then he says, now that we've seen a full season of Bumgarner, would you sign him for 4 years, $80 million, or somewhere along those lines? So the first question, I've actually answered that specific question before. I think it was the first Q&A of the entire season. So if you want to know the answer, I would point you to look back in April and find the first instance of a Q&A. In regards to Bumgarner, it's definitely becoming a hot topic because his free agency is very much looming. I mean, the question is, would you sign him for 4 years, $80 million? And the answer, and I do think of it from a perspective as if I were involved in the process of trying to re-sign Madison Bumgarner and bring him back to the Giants, what would they actually be thinking and what would they actually be offering? And so I just think based on the performance we've seen and the potential decline as he moves into his, you know, deeper into his 30s, given the pitcher that he is, and he's never been a strikeout guy, he's not, you know, Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer and how they aged well, but Bumgarner has just never been in that same conversation. He's just not that type of pitcher. He's more of a contact-oriented pitcher, more of like a Dallas Keuchel, who we've compared him to a lot. The average National League starting pitcher strikes out 22.5% of batters faced. Bumgarner this season striking out 23.8% of batters faced. So really not that much better than the average starting pitcher in terms of strikeout rate. So looking at strikeout rates around the league, if we just look at who are the top three starting pitchers in baseball in terms of strikeout rate, we've got Gerrit Cole at number one, 39.1%. Justin Verlander, number two, 35%. Max Scherzer, number three, 34.8%. On and on down we go. These are the best pitchers in the game. And yes, there's definitely more ways to do it than with just strikeouts. But these are the guys that you would want to commit the big dollars to over a long term. I have concerns about how a pitcher like Madison Bumgarner ages, and we've seen it firsthand with the likes of Matt Cain, Barry Zito. But, you know, I did run the numbers and I looked at projections, and kind of the numbers I came up with were in the 3 year $39 million range or the 4 year $50 million range. That's kind of where I would be comfortable making an offer. Realistically, I could possibly see something like 3 years, $45 million, $15 million per year. And we'll discuss this more as the offseason comes and free agency really gets going. But that is where I stand on the issue. I mean, people have thrown out like $150 million. There's just no chance of that. And then the more realistic crowd has said around $80 million over 4 years. But I just happen to think that that is also too high as well. Next question comes from Cameron Armstrong, who says, do you think the Giants will move the bullpens, make other changes of the ballpark? And my response to that is yes. If it doesn't happen this offseason, which I do think it will happen this offseason, then it will happen maybe next offseason, because they wouldn't be talking about it in the way that they've talked about it if they were not serious about it. Number one things is to get the bullpens off the field, and I think that the way you do that, it just lends itself to then also changing the dimensions of the outfield wall. I'd be interested to know, I mean, the way that the ball has been so hot this year and home runs have been way up, I'd be interested to know their findings, because they were talking about needing to determine if it would give the Giants an advantage or if it gives the Giants a disadvantage to have the walls as they are currently constructed with the new ball, I wonder if it's not as extreme as it was looking before this season. Oracle Park was such an outlier, but now I don't know if it's quite at the same level that it was before. But if you're getting the bullpens off the sides, it just makes all kinds of sense to build them in Triples Alley and thus reduce, you know, change the dimensions of the outfield walls. Coming up in the second half of the show, we'll continue to answer your questions from Twitter. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. With every pair purchased, a pair is donated. Go to bombas.com/locked to get 20% off your first purchase. Everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite team or seeing your favorite band in person. I want to talk about the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, where you can attend these shows and events and earn credit towards attending your next live event through Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price, section, row, sit exactly where you want to sit, all through the Vivid Seats app. And what makes them really stand out here is their Vivid Seats loyalty program, which allows you to earn credit back through something called Vivid Seats Rewards. You can download the Vivid Seats app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. You can attend the biggest concerts, the hottest games, postseason games, theater shows, and more. Download the app, automatically join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime, and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. If you enter special promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, you can earn a discount of up to $100. We talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll continue to answer the questions that you guys posed on Twitter. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted questions. Steve says, assuming the Giants re-sign Bumgarner, they will still have to add blank more starting pitchers this offseason. Steve says he thinks two, but he'd be okay with one if it is a proven arm. So this is an interesting question for me because it opens up another topic that's related, which is kind of rethinking the starting rotation, because for a long time, teams just kind of operated under the assumption that they just needed five starting pitchers and that was basically it. And then you had like a long man in the bullpen who would fill in if you needed someone to take over in your starting rotation due to an injury or poor performance or whatever the case may be. But if you look at a team like the Dodgers, and I do think it's a fair thing to do, because the guy who's now running the Giants was the general manager of the Dodgers for several years. The way the Dodgers have operated is that they have like eight or nine starting pitchers that they kind of shuffle through, whether it's in the minor leagues or they send a bunch of guys to the bullpen. They share the load between many more than just five guys. And I think that is the direction that the Giants will continue to go, counting Nick Vincent, who was an opener, so maybe we shouldn't count him. But the Giants had 12 different guys make starts this season. The Dodgers, likewise, had 11 different guys make starts this season. So I think we're already seeing it with the Giants. But the fact that, you know, Bumgarner's a free agent, And then outside of that, what do they have? Beedy, Cueto, Webb, Samardzija is currently the rest of the rotation. Sean Anderson is in the mix as well. Andy Suarez, Derek Rodriguez are currently in the bullpen. Birch Smith has some starting experience, as does Anderson Franco. But I don't see them settling on just... I mean, starting pitching is one of their weakest points. So I would definitely agree with you that at least two starting pitchers, because that's just not a very good rotation. It wasn't a very good rotation with Bumgarner in it. So the fact that he could leave, they've got big problems there, and it's an area where they need to address. And the other fact is that they have money coming off the books, and they saved a bunch of money with the Melanson deal. Their money is going to continue to get freed up as we move forward here. So I do think a large investment in a top-tier starting pitcher is definitely a route they could go. But I guess I just also wanted to use that question to point to the fact that I think we need to stop thinking about starting rotations in terms of a five-man rotation. Last two questions, and I'm going to have to go really quick, unfortunately. Zach says, with all the cuts seen in the scouting department and seemingly leaner organization overall, do you think that there will still be active roles for former Giants players moving forward during Farhan's tenure? Seem to be part of the Giants culture. And I think, yes, I think that that just tends to be a trend around the game, whether it's the Giants or elsewhere. The Giants definitely seem to have done it more. But it's valuable to have guys who are successful and who have something to share and offer to younger players or players new to the organization. I think it's valuable to have those guys around. So I don't think that that's going to change, although it might not be, you might not see it quite as much. Lastly, Lane Stapp says, which young players that Giants fan have grown accustomed to are likely to be dealt / let go in the offseason, i.e. Slater, D-Rod, Suarez, Shaw, etc. So if you look at the 40-man roster and you look at where could they improve, I think that you've kind of hit the nail on the head with three guys there specifically, with Derek Rodriguez, Andy Suarez, and Shaw. Shaw, I think, has the most upside of anyone in that group. But this has not been a good season for Derek Rodriguez, and I do think they'd like to improve upon that roster spot. You know, it's kind of like a Joe Panic situation in a way, where guys that Giants fans are so accustomed to and so attached to, the front office might not feel that same way because they're in the business of fielding the best team possible. So I do think those two pitchers you mentioned are candidates to be improved upon at some point, potentially as soon as this offseason. Slater is an interesting guy. He's kind of fallen out of favor here. He's cooled off significantly with the bat after a really hot start. But I agree that I don't see him necessarily as a big part of the future, even though he's had a relatively strong season. I think they'd like to improve upon that outfield spot, but I also don't think he's at the bottom of the depth chart and the next guy to be replaced. I think there are definitely other guys before him that they would like to first improve upon those roster spots. All four of those guys still have minor league options, so they're going to use them if they can, but then if they're able to upgrade a guy on the 40-man, someone has to get bumped, and this has been a priority of Farhan Zaidi. He has said in his introductory press conference, he said, you want to have a 40-man roster where having to take somebody off gives you heartburn. And that was not the case with the Giants when he came in. But little by little, their 40-man roster has become interesting to the point where you start to wonder who actually are they going to be able to take off of it if they were to add somebody new. So that's just going to continue. And then these are the guys who are going to get pushed out. And it really is those incremental upgrades that we've talked so much about. Incremental upgrades, one small, smart baseball decision at a time, which is what Farhan Zaidi has preached all along. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Coming up tonight, the Giants begin their last homestand of the year facing the Colorado Rockies. Madison Bumgarner will be on the mound, making his second-to-last start of the year. It'll be the righty Jeff Hoffman on the mound for the Rockies. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about tonight's game. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.